This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between. Welcome to the Ripple Effect. It is crazy this weekend. Tell me how crazy it was. I want to know if any of your picks panned out, right? In that divisional, I mean, man, some of these games, I don't know if the Super Bowl or even the championship games next week, the AFC and the NFC championship games, I don't know if they can live up to the hype that they have put on a show this weekend for us. I mean, I've been talking to people who've been watching the game longer than me, you know, for like 50 years, 60 years, and they ain't never seen nothing like this before. So, you know, it was something special this weekend. We're going to start it off by saying there's no 12s that are going to be in the Super Bowl or even in a championship game. No 12s. If you're paying attention, you know I'm talking about A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers, and I'm talking about Tom Brady. How is that? That's crazy. Well, I'm going to break it down. We're going to let y'all know. Special teams. Shout out to special teams. Kickers. Man, y'all need to start renegotiating your contracts. Y'all not got paid enough, right? Y'all always getting talked about. You know, mainly when you guys lose the games. That's really when we hear about kickers, right? When they don't get a flight back with the team. That's when we talk about the kickers. That's unfortunate. Because this weekend between Gold, Gay, and Money Mac, that's Evan Peterson. You're going to know these guys. Or McPherson, excuse me. You guys are going to know these names. Because these guys are the reason why the away teams won the game. The away teams, I said it. Home court advantage didn't matter, apparently. Don't tell that to Patrick Mahomes because he cleared that up for you guys. He wasn't trying to lose at home, but we're going to get into that too because are those overtime rules really even fair? Should have Josh Allen have been given the opportunity to head on a field? You know, even though the Bills had a number one defense, yeah, I did have, 13 seconds to make a stop, right? But we'll get into that. But we have some games to get into. We have to talk about Cool Joe, you know. Joe Burrow is really making a name for himself. We saw a piece of what he did last year, right, before he, you know, was injured and was out for the season. But, man, the way this dude is able to stay cool, calm, and collective. We also need to talk about something else. How does man get sacked 9 times and still win the game? How does that happen, Tennessee? Yes, I'm talking to the Titans. I understand that. I mean, it was unfortunate. King Henry's back, right? It was a whole show, whole thing when he came back, right? Everybody was like, oh, Henry's going to bring us on home. Yeah, but you guys got a guy named Tannehill at the quarterback position. Very important position, which is the reason why you guys get not only the most guaranteed money, right? You guys are the franchise guy. You guys are in a leadership position. You're in a position to not only at least win the game, you're in a position to try not to lose the game either. The decision making, I mean, we can say some of that was the play calling, right? We can definitely point to that. But Tannehill, I mean, we're looking at Tannehill in this instance. You know, I felt like with Henry coming back off that injury, he had a damn plate in his foot. I mean, who knows if he was even really ready to come back for a game like that, you know, the magnitude of that game. It was just unbelievable. The passes that were thrown, I mean, it was tipped. Then they went in for the touchdown. It was just, it's very hard to come back from that. And then you have your defense get into the quarterback. That's their job, pass rush, right? Get into the quarterback. And to Joe Burrow, I mean, also, he held on to the ball way too long, right? Way too long. Everybody's looking for the down. You know, I mean, that's just where we are as a generation, I feel. And when it comes to sports, everybody wants to, you know, shoot like Steph Curry. Everybody wants to shoot from the logo. And in football, all these new quarterbacks, everybody wants to make the sexy pass downfield, right? But here's the thing. Defenses watch film. They pay attention to this. They understand what you're trying to do. They know you're trying to chuck the ball downfield every time, showing off your arm strength. You have to switch it up. Short passes, it's okay, because you show them after a while, switch it up and say, man, they're on to us. When your quarterback's getting sacked 9 times, that's usually a guaranteed loss. But it came down to Money Mac. It came down to the kicker, a rookie kicker at that, guys. He showed the whole time that it didn't matter that he was a rookie. It didn't matter that he's never been in this position before. He knew his team needed these points desperately in order to win the game. And he came through. And Cool Joe, I mean, just as cool as he wants to be, just got it done. And turnovers are key, man. When you turn the ball over, it's very hard to win. And people take that for granted. They just think, okay, I threw a touchdown, just have amnesia, just come back the next play and do it the right way. I get all that. But at the same time, when you're in these games, divisional games, playoffs, one and done, ain't nobody got time for that. You know, so it'll be interesting to see what the Titans do moving forward. Any decisions that they need to make in the offseason, because that's just not going to get it done. All right. We have more good games coming up. You know, they did not disappoint at all. This is the game that messed me up, because I was 3 out of 4. That's right. So just in case y'all wasn't really following me on my social media page, I was making it pretty clear that I had the Packers. I did pick the Bengals. I picked the Rams. And I picked the Chiefs. So you already know which one I messed up. Well, I don't know if I messed it up more so than Aaron Rodgers messed it up for me. Because, again, this game came down special teams. This came down to the kicker. I mean, how did the 49ers even get into that position? I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Jimmy G, right? 11 out of 19. I think he had like 131 yards. No touchdowns. But he had an interception, though, because, you know, Jimmy G got to make it interesting, you know. He's got to make it interesting. He did the same thing with the Cowboys, right? I mean, he gifts these guys the game pretty much in critical situations, you know. And the Packers just couldn't capitalize on that. I mean, when it started snowing, I was like, okay, we got this. You know, like, the Packers, it should be no problem. I mean, y'all live in this. This is your weather. You're playing against a team that's San Francisco. They're not used to that. They ain't ready for that. You know, but, man, but in Deebo Samuels, when I saw him limping pretty much in the second quarter on, that's another thing that made me think, okay, this should be easy money for them. I mean, this is a layup in basketball, right? I mean, what more of a situation could you ask for? Aaron Rodgers couldn't get it done. I don't understand. Back-to-back MVPs. We're always having that conversation between Brady and Aaron Rodgers, right? And we always kept arguing, oh, Aaron Rodgers just don't have the team around him. You know, I mean, I don't know. When do we just stop making excuses for Aaron Rodgers? I mean, you're at home. You're in the perfect situation here. You know, you're the number one team. You're at home. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't really know what else to say about that. A lot of people would say, oh, this is not going to affect his legacy at all. It's pretty much cemented. I'm not trying to say that because of one game, he's not necessarily going to be a Hall of Famer. But I am going to say multiple times him going up against the 49ers, not being able to get it done, that means something. I don't know how you're still going to be a top 5 QB, you know, when you got Joe Montana, Dan Marino. Obviously, Tom Brady is in his own stratosphere. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what more you could have asked for. I mean, he was 20 for 29, 250 yards throwing. No touchdowns, guys. None. None. No touchdowns. They were only able to put up 10 points. Like, how, Sway? Like, how is that possible? He didn't have any interceptions. Okay, so he wasn't trying to lose it for you guys. But he did just enough to pretty much not do anything to put his team in a position to win. Because if you want to compare, and we're going to get into that Tom Brady, oh, man. I mean, 20-3 at halftime? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if it was 23-0. I don't know. I'm getting mixed up with the Super Bowl and the Falcons, you know, when he was down by that many. And still, I mean, there was a lot of Tom Brady fans that were like, no. No way. No way. This is not happening. He can't do this again. Like, they are down. This is it. That's it. End of story. This is no longer a game. That guy's special. I know he lost. I'm not trying to say he didn't. But dude is special. But anyway, back to Aaron Rodgers. Everybody keeps calling him that bad man. I'm guilty too. Because he does some pretty bad things. And not bad in a bad, like, terrible way. I mean bad, like, that boy bad. Like, he is a Hall of Famer. But I just don't understand. And even the smugness, you know, I mean, the smugness gets me every time, right? I mean, during the post-conference when he's just, like, talking about his future, which is fair because, you know, the reporters are asking him about it. Everybody asks about, you know, the old quarterback's future, quote-unquote, right? That's always the topic of conversation, especially after a loss. You got to talk about what's going to happen in the offseason. You know, Aaron Rodgers talking about, you know, I just don't want to rebuild. Which is understandable, but I don't see them rebuilding if they have Aaron Rodgers still. I mean, you guys are a really good team. You know, just look at the numbers. But I don't know if he's going to stay. I don't know if they're just going to do everything they can, meaning the Packers organization, do everything they can to get him to stay. I have no idea. I don't know. But at the end of the day, I don't see them winning another. I don't see Aaron Rodgers winning another championship before he retires if he stays with Green Bay. I just don't. I've seen everything that I can that we're pretty much going to see out of him in Green Bay. And if he proves me wrong, then great. I get to watch it. It happened in my lifetime. It's great. But at the same time, it's just, if I'm just being realistic, I just don't see it happening. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible loss. Guys who picked the 49ers, shout outs to y'all. I don't know what y'all would think, because I know at some point during that game, you guys were like, oh, man. That first drive of the game, what was it, like 6-7 plays, touchdown, easy money. Just ran through that Niners defense like they were nothing. Niners just started playing physical, slowed it down, right? Controlled the time of possession. That's what you want to do. Keep the ball on the ground. Tell Jimmy to relax. And it worked. It worked. Anyway, we'll move on. That Rams and Buccaneers game, I mean, there were so many games for the ages. It's unbelievable, and I'm just trying to contain myself just to get through this conversation with you guys. All right. The Rams didn't disappoint. More importantly, Matthew Stafford did not disappoint. I don't think he has gotten enough credit, and I hope as the week goes on that he gets his just due. Everybody was waiting for him to throw an interception. I have my hand raised right now, so I'm included in that conversation. He's just one of those guys that he is good. And part of what makes him really good is making those questionable throws that sometimes turn into interceptions. And I get when Sean McVay is kind of like, I don't really want to tell a guy like that to hold back, because if I do, it kind of takes away from him being great. And I kind of saw that, you know. But when you got a, I mean, when they got Odell, I told you guys, man, I get it. I know I'm a fan. It's okay. But the dude is super talented. I mean, that throw, that's an incomplete pass with most receivers. Let me tell you. Most receivers. Odell, having had, I don't know, man, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he's going to be in Dancing with the Stars at some point. I mean, just that toe, the way he's able to keep the ball in, control it with his hands. He technically caught the ball with one hand. I know, we never seen that before. But just the control to keep the ball in bounds, keep himself feet in bounds, you know, hold it. It was just, wow. Something to watch. You know, to get that ball downfield. And he put it where he knew Odell can catch it. So when you watch things like that, you're like, these dudes got it, meaning chemistry. They got it. They understand each other. They know where they're at. So everybody talking all that mess about Odell's done when he was with the Browns and not able to get a touchdown, not even be able to get a certain amount of yards. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. Y'all don't know football. Y'all just don't know football because that is a special talent, and that is very hard to find, which is why I do believe at some point they will – somebody is going to be picking up AB. And we'll that's going to be a whole other conversation. And that is going to be a conversation that's going to take way too long. So I'm sure I'm going to have to make a separate podcast just about that, like I said I was going to be before. But I don't want to let AB, you know what I mean, get away from what happened this weekend. So that's why I'm not really going to go into detail about that, in case you're wondering. But anyway, to go on with the Rams, I mean, even the defense. I mean, Aaron Donald, man, he was all over Tom Brady. I mean, Von Miller was all over Tom Brady, right? They were even calling him Bloody Brady after a while with the bloody lip. But y'all wrong for saying that he had on, like, lipstick and he was just pointing to the ref saying that it got smeared or something. Y'all wrong for that. Y'all wrong for that. That was messed up. But that's just a testament to the GM, right? I mean, Sean McVay as well as a coach saying, like, listen, these are the guys that I need. These are the moves that we need to make. They spent a lot of money. They doubled down, right? They were like, yo, this is a championship year. We need to get these guys in order to get it done. And these guys have come out and have gotten it done time over and time over again. I mean, Brady was even getting flustered. Did y'all know Brady, he received his first unsportsmanlike conduct foul. First one of his whole 22-year career. That is ridiculous. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's ridiculous, like, in a good way. I mean, how wholesome can you get, right? I mean, you're all charged up. You're in the middle of a game. At some point, there are going to be some things that just really piss you off. You know, I mean, whether it was warranted or not, whether you have to end up apologizing for it or not, I mean, at the end of the day, it is an emotional sport, right? I mean, you're on edge. You're on edge. If you've ever played sports, you know what I'm talking about. You're on edge. And any little thing sometimes can just set you off, you know? And the fact that he only received one, and that was it? Like, the Rams were putting so much pressure on TB12 that you had to get Tom acting out of pocket? Like he had to let you guys know, like, listen, like, this is some, like, you know, like, come on, guys. But the frustration was real. I mean, usually a Tom Brady sort of team, right, very disciplined, right? And it comes from leadership, because when your number one guy is able to hold it together, remain poised, and not let the moment get the best of them, usually guys tend to follow, right? Well, guys did follow. It's just in the wrong direction. Even the defense, right? Taking off the helmet, blown plays. I mean, I don't blame them on that frustration. At one point, the Buccaneers were just letting the Rams do whatever they wanted. That's all you saw the first half. I'm strictly talking about the first half of the game. Whatever they wanted. But then there was a change of events that happened. You know, when you have guys dropping passes, Cooper Kupp. You know, even Cam Akers. We've been raving about this guy ever since he came back. I mean, it's been incredible. 5 months. You know, I mean, off an injury that should have laid him out for the entire year. But he was able to come back for these guys and be relevant. Not even just come back. I mean, come back to be pretty amazing and be pretty impactful for the Rams. But key fumbles, turning the ball over, switching the momentum to the other team. And you know how much momentum is. I mean, it's crazy the way when once the momentum switch, it's so hard to get that back. And that's what drove, and then you just fuel all the guys on the team. It just trickles down to everyone else. And you know it don't take Tom very long. You know, you saw that in his eyes after a while. He wasn't going to stay down for long. And he came back with that masterful, you know, almost comeback, because it wasn't a complete comeback. You know, they did lose the game, but just to make it a game was just incredible. Incredible. I mean, being able to go just keep coming back to back drives. I mean, Tom is the GOAT. Like, that's all I kept saying after that game. I mean, I'm glad the Rams won, obviously, because OBJ is my guy. Not to mention, they're just super talented on both ends of the ball, you know, offense and defense. I just think the Buccaneers didn't have enough. You know, maybe if they had AB, you know, Godwin, you know, they were missing some of their key guys in order to really push them through. You know, Leonard Fournette, you know, he did a phenomenal job. But it was just, I just think they didn't have enough. And the defense was too much. But Ramsey got exposed, right? Mike Evans had himself a game. He was balling, too. You can tell the two leaders that were out there. It was definitely Tom and Mike Evans keeping them in that game. Like, they did the best that they could. But at the end of the day, you already know. I just thought the Rams just had too much on the line, right? And at the end, it came down to a kick. It came down to a kick and gave for the win. You know? I'm not trying to be funny. That's the guy's name. But it was just unbelievable. It was unbelievable to be able to win in that fashion. You know, a lot of historic games that we see, like I said, it's usually like the kickers, you know, missing it. And then that's usually a game or even sending it into overtime. And then the coin toss decides it, which is a whole nother thing. But amazing games, man. But we got one more to talk about, which was probably the best game. It is the best game. Let's just talk about it. It was the best game. It was unbelievable. The hype was real. You know, you had the Bills and Chiefs playing in Kansas City, right? Those fans are crazy out there. I mean, I believe every, you know, fan base, they have a little bit of crazy. But some fan bases just take it to a whole nother level, you know. And so much so that one of the fans, of course, had to come on the field, right? And Diggs had to lay him out. I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, he had a terrible game. So I guess he let out some of that frustration out on that fan. Hopefully nothing comes up of that, because the fan had no business being on the field, right? I mean, kind of, you walking on the field, I kind of, that. It's kind of assumed that's what you was looking for, right? To get tackled on live television. But anywho, Josh Allen's that dude, y'all. You must understand, at the end of the day, Josh Allen is that dude. Unbelievable. Threw for over 300 yards. What do you have, like 4 touchdowns? You know, he was matching Patrick Mahomes blow for blow. I mean, heavyweight matchup. You like follow boxing. I mean, blow for blow for blow. Like, matching their receivers. Neither one of them had an interception. None of them turned the ball over. Which goes to show you, if you do not turn the ball over, you give your team a fighting chance. And it'll even go into overtime. Unbelievable. I mean, Tyreek Hill is amazing, though, guys. I mean, if we're going to talk about, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, he's Showtime Mahomes. He's shown y'all for years. This is the reason why he's headed to his 4th, you know, championship game. He's headed to his 4th for a reason. You guys should understand that. But Tyreek Hill, though, I mean, just running through that defense. And I get it. Some of y'all were pretty upset that when he threw that peace sign in the middle of him running so fast that he should have got unsportsmanlike conduct. Listen. At some point, we got to stop with all that. As long as, I don't know. I feel like when you call unsportsmanlike conduct, I mean, and that's like 15 yards too. If you call that, they better do something really egregious. Like, stop calling that for every little thing. Like, because you're taking away sports in a sense. Like, I know some people are like, oh, just play the game. You know, just play the game. I'm gonna keep it real. If they just played the game and there was like no antics, no celebration, no nothing, your ratings would be trash. Know this. The ratings would not be good. They want to entertain you. Their job is to entertain. You have to understand that. There's a reason why the game has gotten safer as well. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to sit there and say that the NFL doesn't care about its players. I mean, to some extent, I feel like they do. But that's another conversation for another day. And I said to some extent, not 100%, which is a shame. But I just believe that they changed the rules so guys can score more touchdowns. So more points on the board, people get more excited. That's what y'all want to see. Let's face it. You guys want to see high-scoring games. You know how we know that? You look at the ratings. You can tell. Anybody in this business, if you do any type of media, what I'm doing right now, I look at statistics all the time. They matter. What demographic you appeal to more. You know, when do they tend to watch the games? Which is why they coordinate the times, you know, accordingly, depending on what's on, when people have to go to work. There's a reason why NFL players don't, you know, why games are not on at 7 in the morning. They know all this for a reason. They do this for a reason. They want you to stay tuned in. They want you to be entertained. Right? They want you to be entertained. So give me a break. So if Tyreek Hill goes over, grabs some pom-poms and starts celebrating. If anything, if you're the defense and you mad, stop him. End of story. Stop him. You stop him, he's not celebrating. That should have been your response. Enough with the whining to the refs. Oh, the 15-yard. Stop. Stop them. It's that simple. But give Tyreek, man, his props. The dude is a cheater. He's a freak. The way he's able to run, I mean, it's unbelievable. And then, let's talk about Josh Allen just coming back like nothing happened. I mean, that was definitely a blown coverage at the end of that with the Chiefs, man. They definitely missed Matthew, the honey badger, in the secondary. They got so exposed. You can tell it was so unfortunate that they couldn't have Matthew there. That was so unfortunate because the game definitely would have been a lot different if he hadn't been in concussion protocol. Like, that was, like, once I saw that, I was like, okay, we really got a game. This is really going to go back and forth now. You know, but that blown coverage, like, that was just ridiculous. That wide open. I mean, Davis had himself a game. Balling. Oh, man. Like, that was. But it's amazing, though. Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we in overtime. They say it's a new game. Let's face it. It's not a new game, right? It's a different game. It's a different game. Not the same game. Not a new game. It's a different game, right? Whole new set of rules. First guy that gets a touchdown, first team, rather. That's it. Game over, right? And from what I saw, because we're looking at statistics again, right? You know, I'm not big on statistics, but some of this stuff, I mean, it's pretty blatant, right? They called tails, right? I don't know why you would yell tails. I mean, I'm heads all the way, baby. But anyway, they yell tails. Okay, now the Chiefs get the ball first. All right, cool. But the best thing about this, right? Or not the best, but just what's interesting. I want y'all to listen real, 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 real close. Something that gets really interesting. Why is it that we're assuming? Because they made this same mistake also in Dallas too, right? Like, why is it that you're already thinking that you're going to score before you actually score? This is what I mean. Patrick Mahomes had 13 seconds. Did y'all hear me? 13 seconds. You tell me what you can do in 13 seconds. Actually, pause. Don't tell me. That's not a lot of time. I will tell you that. 13 seconds is not a lot of time. Patrick Mahomes is just special. He made you see. He made you believe that 13 seconds is a lot of time to get plays, to get a couple drives together in order to get a touchdown to win the game. He made you believe that 13 seconds is enough time. Just let that sit. Like, let that marinate for a second. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So I get it. The simple thing is because 95% of the time, whoever wins the coin toss usually wins the game, right? Because you get the possession of the ball first. But here's the thing, though, in this situation, because I do believe every game is different. Do I think they need to change the rules? Yes. Yes. But I'm about to contradict the heck out of myself right now. Just to make this point. Just stay with me. Patrick Mahomes only had 13 seconds to come up with some plays in order to get a touchdown. Or a field goal, depending on where they were field-wise and how everything worked out. Because we're assuming everything is going to work out. The Buffalo Bills is the number one defense. So, if I had told you before, you saw what happened, the number one defense, has 13 seconds to get a stop in overtime. Will they get it done? You tell me. All my betting people, you tell me what the logical decision is. Can they get a stop? Just for 13 seconds. And then you have to look at the plays that needed to happen in order to get it done. What was it? The pass to Hartman went out of bounds. The pass to Kelsey got down real quick. Hurry up. Hurry up offense, right? They had their timeouts. And then he had to throw the ball to Kelsey in the end zone in a spot that only, if you do not catch it in this particular way, if you're not aware of where your feet are, it's over, because then Josh Allen gets the ball. And from the way he's been playing all game, all year for that matter, it's not looking good. Kelsey made a phenomenal catch. Phenomenal catch. Patrick Mahomes threw a phenomenal pass in order to get it done. There was nothing guaranteed about that. Like how a coin toss, that if you're right, you're guaranteed to get the ball first. Like, this was not a guaranteed play, though. It was not a guaranteed drive down the field. That was precision. I feel like just by saying they won the coin toss, oh, so of course they won, that takes away from the plays that needed to be made. Everything needed to be perfect in order for that to happen. There was no room for error. There couldn't be penalties. There couldn't be, you know, interceptions. The blocking had to have been made. The routes had to have been ran. Like, I don't know. But those are the rules that they had before the game, and they played within those rules and won. What can you say? Greatest game I've ever seen, hands down, Bills Chiefs. Game for the ages, for sure. For sure. The Bills complete team. the only game on that proved that home court advantage still means something, or home field advantage in this case. I said it then, I'm going to say it now. If Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady do decide to retire after this season, you will be missed. We will remember everything that you've done. Every player, QB, is going to be pretty much talked about. Like, you will be the measuring stick, for sure, for a lot of these newcomers, in which a lot of them already are. Same thing with Roethlisberger, right? But the NFL is so bright, regardless of what happens. Like, that's my point. I mean, when you have, Lamar Jackson is going to be coming back next year. You know, when you think about the QBs, the young QBs coming up, Josh Allen, I mean, he's made a name for himself. It's just unfortunate that the rules are what they are. Would I have loved to see what Josh Allen could have done with the ball? Yeah, I think most of America would have wanted that, or whomever was watching it. But the point is, Patrick Mahomes got it done in 13 seconds. Like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But anyway, we're just going to segue this off into, what do you guys think? You guys can inbox me about these overtime rules. 95% of these games are won based off the coin toss. I don't have the stats for you whether it's heads or tails, but the point is, should the game be decided just by that? Even though, like I said, it does matter what you do after the coin toss, though. Let's not act like we don't need to play defense. Let's not act like the offense doesn't need to make plays, right? Big players don't need to come up in these moments. This is where legends are born. So let's not take away from that. Legends are born in these moments, for sure. These are your 30 for 30 guys, you know. But I do believe the overtime rules should change. You know, and it's not just based off of last night. It's really not. Because honestly, I believe that if you have the number one defense, I mean, that's ideal. That's ideal. You have the number one defense, right? They play too. They're part of the game too. Why is everything just so offensive driven? Why couldn't your defense get a stop, right, when they needed it? Or at least hold them to a field goal, at least. You know, you got to give credit to the Chiefs. Let's not taint the victory just because of the rules that they had to have played. I mean, everybody had to play by these rules. Everybody was aware of the rules. You know, because then you can also say, you know, why do we make it to overtime? You had 60 minutes. I mean, 60 minutes is enough time to win the game, right? I mean, it's starting to sound a little participation trophy-ish, you know, when we start getting into that. Oh, but it needs to be fair, like every – I don't know. I just mean in that – does it need to be changed? Yeah, because we want to see more than just one possession. Because if you're a really good offense – and maybe the defense is not all that great. It's like, come on. But overall, going forward, yeah. I'd like to see both quarterbacks get a stab at it. Sure. Yeah, I do. I do think the rules need to change. I think the NFL, just like everything else, needs to evolve. And this is where we're heading towards this. You know, we're heading towards overtime needs to be changed. I'm also of the mindset that I hate it when games end in a tie. You know, they still do that in the NFL, you know, in the regular season. I don't like that, but they do it. So it's like, what are you going to do? I do agree with the evolution of the game. So it just speaks for itself, you know. But guys, I hope you guys had fun. I know I did. It's just going to get crazier, right? I want to know your picks coming up. We're going to start making Super Bowl predictions. Because I know a lot of y'all Your Super Bowl predictions are already done. That's why I don't like making them so early. Like, I get it, making them before the playoffs happen. I get it. But this is NFL starting to get a little March Madness-ish, you know? I mean, who would have known this was going to happen? Who would have known? No 12s. A lot of y'all had the Buccaneers winning the whole thing. So, if you had a bracket already, it's already done. So, who you got? You have Chiefs, Rams, Bengals, or the Niners. Some people have the Niners going all the way. Hey, I mean, they've been lucky this far. I don't know. As long as you keep Jimmy G in check, who knows? But I don't know. Deebo Samuels looks a little banged up too, so I don't know. Something else we got to talk about. But guys, like I said, this has been great. I'm going to have another episode for y'all talking NBA, because there's a lot of things we got to talk about with that too. So, stay tuned. I'm out of here. Peace.
This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.